I've been creating educational content about minerals and crystals for years, partly to teach others, but mainly to teach myself. It was my way of learning in public, sharing discoveries so I wasn't the sole beneficiary of that journey. Along the way, I ran into two persistent problems. The first was the endless stream of unfalsifiable, contradictory fluff that surrounded the subject, pseudo-fact repeated so often that they became folklore. The second was that reliable information, when I did find it, was very often delivered in such a dry technical style that it required a huge amount of prior knowledge to even begin making sense of. It felt like a language reserved for a small, fluent few. Now, when Mike and I began the Mineral Manual, it was meant to be more than a well-presented pamphlet. Something concise, affordable, and rich in context. But the more we worked at it, the more gaps we saw, and the harder it became to stop. Years passed, the project grew, fueled by a shared conviction that the lay reader deserved clarity, not barriers. This book became a true collaboration, not just between Mike and myself, but between dozens of experts. Some offered quick targeted checks, others worked closely with us to ensure accuracy and nuance from morphology and gemology to replicas' habits and history. Their fingerprints are literally all over this book. We recognise that much of the mineral world assumes a knowledge most people don't actually retain from school. How to read a chemical formula, why chemical bonds matter, or what an octahedron even looks like. We set out to change this. We replaced jargon with plain language. We illustrated complex forms so that readers wouldn't have to picture them from memory. We connected minerals to the devices in your pocket so they became less abstract and more essential. Inside this book, you will find guides to gemstone cuts, mineral families, classifications and habits. We created a ranking system for collectors' tools so that newcomers know what's worth buying first. We teach how to handle and clean minerals, what to avoid when buying, and the telltale signs of trouble. We included industrial uses, ores, history, and even a collector's checklist for tracking your finds. Every section passed an extensive third-party review for accuracy, readability, and accessibility, even for readers whose first language wasn't actually English. Thanks to this community, the Mineral Manual has already exceeded every expectation. In just a few weeks, we've sold nearly 1,000 copies and begun wholesaling to businesses worldwide, from Canada to Cambodia, Thailand to Taiwan. The book is travelling farther than any of us ever could have imagined. We weren't fully prepared for the flood of orders, and we're grateful for everyone's patience while we caught up. The reviews so far have been universally positive, and every single review will be archived and then reposted. To everyone who has contributed, reviewed, and supported this work, thank you. This is not just our book. It belongs to everyone who shares in the wonder of minerals, and we're honoured to have played a small part in that story.